message as short as your drive to work. TheSpeakingDeacon.com.
All right, we're going to talk about a Christ-centered life, which I think is pretty cool. Just making sure that's running. All right, let me get out of the way so we can pray. Well, Father, get me out of the way so that people can learn your truths and obey them. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, we're going to do a lot of looking at Colossians chapter 2 and Colossians chapter 3. This is where most of the text is coming from. And the big emphasis during this fall season, of course, with football, is these pesky five disciplines that I keep bringing up: evangelism, discipleship, ministry, worship, and fellowship, and how this isn't an act of religion. This is a reaction, a response to someone whose life has Christ at the center of it. These are compelling things a Christian wants to do. And we're going to unpack this a little more. But first, it's all about putting Christ not just first. And I want to show you this. The difference between putting Jesus first is that we have a second or third or fourth or fifth that doesn't include Jesus. It just tends to happen, and we tend to have a life like this. Here's our job, here's family, here's our, you know, fun things we like to do, or our hobbies, and here's Sunday morning, and we keep them all separate and they shall never meet. And so thus, yes, Jesus is our priority. Priority number one, I will make it to church on Sunday morning. Done. Now I get to go on and do the rest of my life. And there tends to be, we tend to take Jesus out of the rest of our life because, one, it's politically incorrect. Two, it could be a risk to your job, something to consider. And it's just more convenient because now Jesus isn't intrusive. Now he's safely packed away and we can play religion. Of course, this is religion. This is a perfect example of religion. And we don't want that because religion is hypocrisy, because there's no way you can call yourself a Christian and live like this. There's no way you can do it. So let's move on. This is what it means to be a Christ-centered life, where if the gospel and Jesus are the center of your life, then it permeates into everything that you do, whether it be family or work or your hobbies or you're hanging out with your friends or whatever it is. Jesus is there too. It's letting him into what you do wherever you are. It's letting him be part of it. And that's way more difficult to do, isn't it? Because you might lose a friend. Someone might be offended, or so you think, or that's my fear. That's my fear. I had a friend of mine ask me a question about what I think of MLMs, and I'm not going to give you that answer now, multi-level marketing. But and I gave him a theological reason, knowing I might tick him off, might offend him. And I, you know, some of you might, I don't know who's in MLMs. But either way, I took the risk of saying, here's what I think of it, the Bible, bam, and I just gave him scripture. But I took the risk of letting Christ season that conversation, knowing that it might offend. Even though I tried to be objective, Christ is not objective. He's personal. And he kind of gets, he's very objective, but he gets in our face and he gets into what we do. And he's kind of, ugh, come on, can't I do anything without Jesus? No. No, you can't. This is the thing. So here's what I want you to do is during the rest of the sermon is, as you see the verses, if you have a Bible, and you see, as we go through these texts, when you see, oh, that's evangelism, oh, that's discipleship, whether mine or somebody else's, oh, that's ministry, oh, that's fellowship, or worship, put a little E, put a D, put an M, put a letter by those verses so that you can see clearly we are not talking about religion, we are talking about response to Christ, and there's a huge difference. So that's a good habit. So get your little pencils and pens ready or whatever you use when you mark up your Bible. That's right. And be ready. So let's unpack this. Let's get into this a little more. Gospel motivated. We start in Colossians chapter 3. 1 through 4, Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4, says this: Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Colossians chapter 3, 1 starts with a since then, or therefore, whatever your text has, since you have been raised with Christ. For the Christian, we do, because we have been raised with Christ. It's a response. The gospel is our motivator. It's our engine. It's why we do what we do. It's because Christ has us, because Christ owns us, because we are slaves of Christ, because we are owned by Christ. Thus, we do everything Christ-centric. Everything is because of the gospel. And when I mean the gospel, I mean that cross. And what it meant for Jesus to die on it and be raised from the dead, and what it means for us. And that's exactly what Paul meant, because if we look a little further down at, I'm going to jump over to Colossians chapter 2, because if the beginning of Colossians chapter 3, 1 says, since then, he's referring to something else he said previously. Well, that would be chapter 2. Chapter 2 says this. I think it's up there. I'll just go with this. Chapter 2, starting at verse 6 of Colossians, says this. Here's another one of those. So then, there must be something previous to that. If you want to know what it is, I encourage you to read it. But I'm going to start at verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captives through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. Now, I hope in those first two texts, even in this one, I'm going to read it again, and I want you to mentally catch one of the five disciplines and put the letters over that. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. What one could go there? Whew. Worship could go there. Yep. Discipleship. Actually, let me make it easier for her. Which one wouldn't go there? None. They would all go there. That's a perfect one because it's life. Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. 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 Discipleship, maybe? Yes, discipleship. Great, right answer. And overflowing with thankfulness. That would be a worship. See to it that no one takes you captive with through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and on the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. Now, here is the big difference. The big difference between these five and religion is religion, you do things to be saved. They're shallow. There's no inward change required. Did you go to church? Check. Well, you must be saved. Did you do the sacraments? Check. Well, then you must be saved. All these religious activities, but that's it. That you're completing an obligation to God, and it's shallow. There's no real change. There's no real difference. And, you know, and then you, it's very easy to make it separate. And and it's very easy to just keep Christ out of the areas you don't want him in. That's religion. That's the whole religion. If you look at every other religion in the world, it's a works righteousness achievement. They got to work, and hope that it tips the scales enough that Almighty God will say, good job, you're in. That's not Christ. That's the opposite of Christ. That's Antichrist. All that is Antichrist. And all those who rely on their good works are in a heap of trouble because they'll stand before God and be in big doo-doo. But hopefully that's not you. The disciplines is this. This is a response to one who is who has been saved, and a response to Christ and our love for Him. So religion, do things to be saved. Discipline, which is all discipleship in a nutshell, is a response of one who is saved. This is a response of one who's going to heaven.
There's some food for thought. Please visit thespeakingdeacon.com and get connected to the growing number of social media Christians. Thespeakingdeacon.com. Truth is here.